Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, yes, I'm in here, live in effect, and I can hear you.
You hear me good?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, yes, we on the Morning Drip this morning, Blog Talk Radio, the Morning Drip with Sudi Mambe. We got Tebe in the house. It's Friday the 13th in Jumu'ah. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum, shalom. I hope all is well with y'all. I hope y'all making it to your destination. Work, recreation, whatever it is, being industrious. Yeah, thank you for joining the show today for all from all over the globe, for the people that be tuning in. We'll have a real diverse show for you today, but really just it's Friday, you know, untied.
Yes, Friday.
Suit, you know, kick our shoes off, really just chop it up, man. That's what this will be about today. So, yeah, we do got the lovely Miss Tebe in the house. So we have some more moderators on things today. So if you want to go ahead, you can take the show on when you do the thing. Still put some stuff together.
Okay, well, first, you know, I want to say, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Let's let the ancestors take over for a second, and let's talk about a few things that's going on around us. You know, today is Friday the 13th, and a lot of people project that in a negative way, which is nothing should ever be projected negative. It should always be positive energy flowing out, the ebbs and flows of everything. And the topic of the discussion today, we're going to start with the news, and we're going to look at how they just found this big old sinkhole in China that revealed a forge. In their ancient forest. As they y'all know, the ancestors, they talking right now, like the universe is really talking. But are we listening to what's going on? Are you really paying attention, or are you really too caught up in the worldly things? Are you really just really
forest?
Focusing an ancient forest? Yes, an ancient forest. That's exactly what it said. It was an ancient forest in Gangai, China. It was enormous. I'm talking about 62-something feet. It was deep. And so that's letting us know, like, this world in between our world. Like, what? Like, so if it's worlds between our worlds and they never taught us that and we just now learning that, they've been lying to us the whole time because, you know, a lot of stuff they already have known. That's like everything that's going on today, like they just lying to us. They lying to us about the things we put in our body. They lying to us about the air. They lying to us about who we are. They just masking up everything. But what's done in the dark definitely always comes to the light. As you can see, everything is starting to be revealed. It's the age of awakening, and it's time for us to really wake up. Like, they trying to catch us up in this metaverse and everything that's going around, the hype of everything. But one thing about it, you know, hey, if the universe can provide it, it's going to be there for you. You're supposed to touch in and be able to obtain anything. But yeah, and then next.
Did they find life?
They did. They said that there was some species down there. So that's telling you there's some life down there. And they said they was like, it could be some stuff living in a cave. Hold on, there's caves down there too.
Right.
So you telling me it could be some real life ancient civilization down there. Like, it might be some people and everything out there. Y'all just don't know yet.
Some people might don't even come to the surface.
The
light might kill them dead right now.
Yeah, they've been down there. Correct. Just seeing things like that, it just kind of lets you know, like, wow, this is really bigger than all of us. This is really bigger than all of us. And then I was also, while I was strolling the net, because I'm just interested in all these things that are coming about in this new age. I also seen a 300-pound alligator carfish, the biggest ever car they found in Texas. 300 pounds, 8 feet, 2 inches. I'm talking about.
What was
it? It's massive. Alligator gar.
A gar.
Yeah,
you from the country. If you from the country, from the south, that's what I call the country. You in the country, you know what a gar is. 300 pounds.
Yes, 300 pounds in a bayou.
I ain't never seen gars but little. I had one on my hook before. I was like, man, this alligator. You know, I'm old city boy. Fishing in the country, I catch all little alligators. I can caught an alligator. It's like, that's a gar. So I'm thinking, you know, gars be that size. I see them, they're like, you know, about the size of your arm, a little bit littler, longer, a little bit shorter.
Yeah, like size of 300 pounds. Fish. 300 pounds. It took the man some time to wrestle that, but it's just like, you got giant animals coming about. You got things that you've never seen in this day and age coming about now, that's popping up. So that's real. It's real interesting as to where we're going, where we're going with everything. Yeah. Mhm. So also, let's talk about some of this stuff that's going on in this business world and this aspect of that. Hopefully y'all out there building y'all businesses the correct way and staying to course and really investing in yourself, because now you see, shit, it's 2022. You're supposed to be investing in yourself. You done tried everything else. Invest in yourself. Like I say, had my homegirl call me the other day, and she was like, man, I've been making some money, but I really don't, you know, I need you to put me up on game. I need you to really, what I should be doing next, you know, like, and I'm like, you know, I come from a whole nother background, you know, shit. I'm like, she don't know whether she wants to sell some motherfucking dope, what she want to do. So but then I'm like, I'm not trying to lead her in the wrong direction. But at the same time, I'm like, shit, you need to be trying to invest in yourself. You need to take that money you making, and you need to come figure you out a business in your head, or you either need to go invest in you some your personal credit. Because you're going to be your biggest investment. I'm looking, I'm telling the like, shit, you making a couple of thousand, you take 2 G's, and you fix up your personal credit and get you a good credit score, like 720, anywhere from 720 to 780. You can walk in a bank, and that 2 G's you done spent, you're going to get your $20,000 personal loan. shit, bitch, you your biggest motherfucking investment. That's really how I kept a G with her. Like, man. So, yeah, we really taking time to invest in ourselves this year and our businesses, like I told her. And if you don't want to invest in yourself on your personal aspect, you got this, your T-shirt company that you have. This is what you need to do. You need to grow your brand. And I was just telling her how she needs to go ahead and pop up and grow her brand and be able to do a whole bunch of more things and leveraging her business credit once she started doing that. And hopefully she took the concept and hopefully she hear me this morning. Like, yeah, it's really that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You invest in yourself and people don't understand that. You got to invest in yourself. That's all around the board. Even if you got a business, that's investing in yourself. You know, you putting all the steps forward. You make sure you're doing the right thing. You're doing it the right way. It's going to take some time. So like, you might have to have a side job, side hustle, just to form the create the business that you want the right way. You got to figure out how to, you know, put it together without being in a rush. Put the business together right, then you don't got to be in a rush because the business is going to provide for you. It's going to give you, they're going to give you everything you need to open that business for that business to flourish if you don't just rush. By the time we spend more time, year or 2 years, we spend years rushing through the business, not even never understanding the business, and you never get there. Like, we never get there to understand it's going to waste a lot of time. Really, you could have just took one good year because that's what they recording business off of. They recording business credit off of prior year and the next year's prediction. So you got to give yourself a year. You give yourself a year of a good run, putting everything together. You'll come off the press. You come hot off the press. Yeah, I'm telling you, you come off the press.
True.
Hot off the press. Instead, we run around.
You sure will. Property.
Yeah. They'll give it to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm telling it, like, shoot. And anybody out there, it's 2022. It's investing in yourself. And that goes as far as building your stock portfolio, buying you some property, whatever it is that has to do with self. And creating generational wealth for you and your family. It's that time and it's that era because when you look up and you look it around, hell, entrepreneurs right now is on the high, on the rise. Entrepreneurs, since 2021, there really ain't nobody, more people working no jobs. There's been so many, it's more entrepreneurs starting businesses than it was like 20-something million. Yeah, small businesses. It was these minority small businesses. I'm like, damn, it just really is popping off, ain't it?
Right. And that's why you see more people now. They're being awakened. They want to understand business and understanding they need a business. You know, it's do for self. Put your idea down on the paper. That's what tell people. Perfect the idea. That's creation, like creating, you know, that's the immaculate conception when you put something out your mind and you put it on paper and bring it to life. Because remember, it has the same rights and privileges as a human being. The corporations, the trusts, the partnerships, and all that type of stuff, they're persons too. So you bring them to life. You create these fictions for yourself, these straw individuals, these persons. You know, you got to trust the private persons and the LLCs and the corporate, the public persons and stuff. You use these instruments, these tools, and this is something that we was never taught. So this economics that we was never taught, you didn't get this at school. They didn't teach you that. They didn't teach you this. Put your money together and make some stuff happen and do this and that, build businesses so you won't be liable. We've been holding liability all these years. That's not how business was founded. So, you know, this whole corporation was founded off of borrowing. That's why they're in debt now. That's why the national debt they put on the people now. Yeah, because they borrowed and couldn't never pay back and went into default. That's why they're in this position they is now. So you got to understand that. It's about borrowing. You don't see Donald Trump with all these buildings up. Man, you think he put his money down for that? Man, he borrowed that. You feel me? Yeah, so that's a public persona. The name
he did, just what? Yeah, he did just what everybody else was supposed to do. He took what he was given and leveraged that out and made more out of it.
That's right.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing. Like I tell, I try to, the clients that I do come across, I lace them up on how they can get the vehicles and how they can also take the vehicles and leverage those out to ride sharing companies like Turo. And they can even go to private rentals and things like that. And also I let them know how they can come up on corporate leases by finding them their own personal realtor or a realtor to get them into having a commercial lease. And when you get that commercial lease, you don't have to just do Airbnb, because like Airbnb, it was a hot thing, but now, you know, the motel rooms, they taking back the game right now. They cutting rates, they upgrading, they stay, they giving all kind of incentives. But you could also always make you a content creation house, a house where you do content, a good themed house where kids can come play. You can even shoot. I was running it by somebody the other day. I'm going to make me a medical house where it's post-op. That's after they come from surgery. Everybody going to go get BBLs and tummy tucks. I'm going to get me a house and host that. That's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be using the credit I got, the accounts that I got from certain places to furnish that house. So I'm going to be leveraging that credit, and I'm going to be making 3 times the income, and then I'm going to make more credit on that, and it's just going to just keep growing. That's what's going to happen. And then also, you out here, you got people that's really in the business, but they just ain't utilizing what they have. Like, okay, you have your fleet cards, and you're not using those to earn and redeem your points. You know, some of those fleet cards, they give you reward points, and you're not using those and redeeming them to get your other incentives. Like, one of them, Shell, they got a reward point system where you can use that and you can redeem those points for even stays at places when you're traveling. So if you a trucker or you do freight or any kind of thing like that, you should look into that. You should really look into that. And then also there's a couple of more cards out there that you can get. You can get the Amex Business, you know, that gives you a lot of reward points. And, you know, when you hit that platinum level, you can take advantage of they private section that they got when you fly in first class. You can get to their business club that they have upstairs. You can take advantage of that. And, you can take advantage of the business section they got up there. And then really enjoy that what that business life give you. When you join the American Express Club, you have to have that platinum. You gotta have that bad boy though when you're doing it. Yeah, I think this morning we kind of hit a technical issue up in here. Definitely did. It dropped a lot of the calls and the system really crashed over here. So I was just trying to make sure that I got y'all back on here. Okay, y'all remember to go check out LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. And you can also head over to health, HEAL-TH.info. That's our nonprofit 501c3. You know, get your tax write-off. You know, donate to the cause. We do a lot of events for the community and around the cities. And we're starting to work globally and doing some give back takes on. This summer, we're going to be helping with a meal program for the children. So Remember to go over to Health. And then also, you got queenkitty.net. That's the feminine hygiene line. You can also find Legal Empowerment Group on Instagram and TikTok. Instagram and TikTok, make sure you add those the TikTok page and the Instagram to get your daily tips. And you would also want to go to queenkitty.net to get your feminine hygiene care. Yep. Other news today, we're going to talk about, let's see. Trying to see if my person is here. So let me get my person back on the line. And then I'll be able to okay, y'all, hold on while let's go to a music break or something.